Thank you for tuning into the Walk in Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for an encouraging word from Pastor, Teacher Dr. James Sutton. Let's see what Pastor Sutton has to say to us today.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. People look at you, and they know historically about you. They know who maybe you were born to, what school you went to, who you married, where you've lived, places and things you've done, and they think they know you. But you know what? What I was thinking and what I've come to conclusion at my age is that you're always becoming, and to rely on those things that are seen and not those things that are intrinsic, they really don't know who you really are. They don't know who you are in your time of thought with yourself and with your God. They don't know who you are when you think of your friends and family members that you so much care about. They don't necessarily get to see the moment that you weep for the lost, the left out. It's funny to me, out of all the achievements that a person could have, we still don't know who they truly are. But for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we know who we are, we know where we're going, and we know who we're being conformed into. The journey is not easy, but the reward is great. We will walk in the light as He is in the light. And one day, we will be pure light like Him and see Him like He truly is. That's an awesome thing to think about. And it has no bearing on what I've done in this material world, other than accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and moving along the pathway of humility. This is Pastor Jay. Think about it. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you, hopefully, on the other side. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. God renews His mercy and His grace every day towards you, and there's abundance of both. Insurmountable. You can't even imagine how much, and you receive it every day. I have one question for you. If God is so good and He gives you mercy and grace every day, don't you think you have enough of it and have confidence in God to give it to you again, that you can afford to give some away to someone else, just like you, who doesn't deserve it? You think about it. This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and share. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. Man, church folk or something else. Let me see if you think a little bit. Just use some common sense. When you read the Bible and you see the Lord show up in His many manifestations, when the people met the Lord, they were changed. They changed. Things happened. They were never the same when they truly met the Lord. Moses was never the same. Isaiah was never the same. Jeremiah was never the same. Paul was never the same. When you truly meet the Lord, you're never the same. The spirit is high. That's what you call high spirit. There's a change. In church, they call high spirit the emotional content of frenzy and frantic. There is a difference. I've seen people be frenzy and frantic and run around and shout and fall on the floor. And guess what? When they close the door of the church and walk out, they're still the same. They're still the same mean, evil, nasty person they were when they had the experience with God. So my question to you is, what kind of God do you serve? When you meet Him, you don't change. Think about this. This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and please share this with your church folk. And I'll see you, some of you, on the other side. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. Sometimes you should feel insulted. Yep, you should be very insulted. It's not what you think. You should feel insulted when an insignificant, low brow, low vibration person spends the time to criticize, talk about, and belittle you. You know why you feel insulted? Because they mean nothing to you, and they can't even harm you, and they can't improve your life, and it's an insult for them to think that you care. This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and this is your word of wisdom for today. A haughty spirit brings about destruction, and pride brings about a fall. That's a guarantee. What God is saying, when you want to carry a haughty spirit, it will bring about your destruction. And if you want to carry your pride, it will guarantee that you eventually will fall. You would think with that kind of warning, people will understand that the best way to deal with any situation is being humble. Because when you're humble, you've laid your pride aside, so you won't fall. When you're humble, you won't lead yourself into destruction. So you think about it today as you deal with people who are going to challenge you and test you on your ability to be humble. They're just simply testing what God said. Are you haughty, heading for destruction? Or are you prideful, headed towards a fall? This is Pastor Jay. Like, subscribe, and share, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.